Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is another audio looking at the phase of the Venus cycle when she is in the underworld, the long underworld, the 60 to 90 day underworld with the sun. So in this phase of the cycle, Venus has chosen to die. She has made her journey into the underworld. And as I showed in the last audio, this is the time to be looking at what is ready to be released in your life. What is ready what are you ready to die to? What ways of being, what belief systems, what perceptions have you had about yourself that you're willing to let go of at this time? What actions are you willing to take that maybe allow you to release something in your life, a certain way of being? So it could be simple. It could be like making a commitment to release eating certain kinds of foods that aren't so great for you, like sugar, or sometimes people will go on a fast, but maybe it's a fast from sugar, or maybe it's a fast from television, or from certain habits that are not so supportive, ways of thinking. So if you maybe find yourself thinking thoughts that are not very supportive to yourself, you shift those thoughts or create a mantra that allows you to stop that. Maybe going on a fast from judgment. There's a really great practice that you can do when you find yourself judging somebody. Oh, that person is so lazy. And you add the statement, just like me. That person is mean and inconsiderate. And you would add the statement, just like me. Because whenever we see these things in other people, it is a mirror reflection back to ourselves. And this time when Venus is with the sun, with that pure source of light, of love, of nurturing energy, it is the a wonderful time to do a whole restructuring, cellular restructuring, mental, emotional, spiritual restructuring, and to consciously work with that. So another great way to work with this is to, of course, keep a Venus journal. I recommend this throughout the entire Venus cycle, and to journal around what is coming up for you and as you're going through the Venus underworld. So I can just share a couple of things for you, with you that have happened for me as I've been navigating my own Venus return as I'm creating these audios. It's a perfect time to be doing this. And one of the things I realized was certain experiences that came up where I wasn't being conscious of some things that I was saying, and the reflection that came back to me was that I said some things that caused a person to feel violated, and also felt to feel angry and to feel frustrated, and that was so not my intention. I wasn't conscious that what I was saying was going to create that. So that brought up for me then feeling that I couldn't trust myself to be aware of what I was saying and to be conscious of what I was doing. And so I journaled about that quite a bit, and I took time to really tune in and to ask myself, you know, how I could be more conscious and how I could come from a place of greater awareness about what I was saying, and also to be conscious of the self-judgments that that I felt as a result of all this. And so I'll just share with you, I asked, you know, I kind of sat, I like to sit in the sun in the morning particularly, and work with that energy when Venus is with the sun. And also, particularly at the new moons, or when Venus is conjunct the moon in the underworld phase of the cycle. And so I just ask myself, and then I just kind of do the automatic writing. And here's something that came up that was really amazing for me. And basically, I just got this message that I was loved, and that even if I didn't feel like it, that even if I didn't feel that was true, and just noticing how the sun was shining on me, it wasn't judging me. It wasn't saying, oh, you've been bad, so I'm not going to shine on you. And it doesn't judge any part of life or creation. So that was really helpful in terms of letting go of those judgments. Taking those statements of, you know, when we find ourselves judging someone and then just adding the statement, just like me, so we become more conscious of when we're making judgments. You can even get a partner to help you with that. So when you notice each other making judgments, you can just say, if your friend says, that person is really, you know, not living their life in a very conscious way, then you might say, just like me, and helping each other to remind yourselves that that's going on. But also to do it for when you're admiring someone, when you're really having this experience of awe and admiration for someone else. That person really lives their life from a place of love and trust, just like me. admiring that person's really successful and very organized and getting things done, just like me. So the idea is to become aware of how we perceive our reality and to bring it back to ourselves, bring it back to who we are. And so it's really noticing those spaces. So part of the thing that I wrote was that I was noticing the space of love, the space that love is the essence of who I am, of what life is, and it's in the space of between everything, even in the pain that I was experiencing, the tightness and the pressure and the uncertainty and the fear and the lack of trust, and that what I was feeling guided to do is to really notice the space of love that was permeating and surrounding everything. And that even when I was feeling unsafe, or when I was feeling safe, nurtured, and supported, you know, for all these places, I was noticing the space between my thoughts and between my eyelids and the light behind my eyes when they were closed. And the you know, just that sense that there are these edges, and that when we look between, when we're looking into the space of, you know, whatever is going on for us, it's like looking between the dimensions. So, I happen to be having this experience, sitting on a dock overlooking a lake at the time this was going on. So I was noticing the water's edge, the earth's edge, the edge of the dock, the edge of the deck, the edge of the house, the edge of the sidewalk, you know, the edge of the grass, the edge of all these different edges. And that I was, then that took me to noticing the edges of time and the edges of reality and the edge between the worlds and the edge where I have fear and distrust, uncertainty, and the edge between feeling comfortable and also feeling terrified or uncomfortable, or feeling, you know, fear, the edge of fear, the edge of uncertainty, the edge of certainty. So all these edges were part of what was coming up for me. And then also being willing to be with the edges, not having to fix them or solve them, or to learn from them or to have them be anything other than what they were. And realizing that this was just the paradox of how all these things coexist. The paradox of fear with courage, how that coexists, the paradox of having the courage to face fear and uncertainty and, you know, how to be more successful, more loving, more all of those things. And so during this time, also one of the things I noticed was that my youngest son called me and left me a message. And he said that the his new affirmation, the one that he found that was most powerful, raised his vibration and helped to keep him in the present moment, was to say, I am love. And love is the answer to all our questions. Love just is, and it doesn't judge. It doesn't think that things should be different. So to make that statement, I am love, is a really great way to be with the process as well. So, and yet also honoring the fear, the feelings and everything that's coming up in this underworld time. From that place of being able to embrace everything that you're feeling, everything that's going on, then the transformation happens on its own. It's not like you have to do anything. It's not like you have to create something. It's just allowing the process to be what it needs to be, being committed to being with it as it is. And that's the feeling or the sense that I have at this point. I'll share more insights that I get around being with that underworld process as they come forward in my awareness.